Hey there, Cuddle Muffins, and welcome to another Boyfriend-Girlfriend Tryout Friday. Before we start, me and my lovely boyfriend here are super excited to announce that we have partnered with Good Dragon. You can get high-quality handmade dildos for a super good price. From extremely realistic human cocks to thick, veiny horse dicks, Good Dragon has it all. That's why you, Cuddle Muffins, will get 10% off if you use the code TRYOUTFRIDAY. Get your dream cock today with Good Dragon. The first 100 of you Cuddle Muffins that use the code get a chance of getting one of these three dildos modeled after the cock of my lovely boyfriend himself for free. We actually got 5 of these sent to us, but you know me and how much I love double penetration. Or triple if my boyfriend isn't too busy. Now, dear boyfriend, would you mind explaining to our Cuddle Muffins what we're going to do today? That's right, we're going to talk about deep throating. You're totally right, we're not just going to talk. And for those of you who haven't watched How to Come Easier as a Girl in 3 Minutes, and how to be more open to mental conditioning in these 8 easy-to-follow steps, make sure to click the little thing in the corner of your screen right now, since we're going to be using some of that knowledge in today's video for a nice surprise at the end. And while you're at it, I want to take this moment to ask you lovely Cuddle Muffins to like this video and smash that subscribe button, and make sure to click the bell to get a notification every time we post a new video. So, the first thing we should mention is that this is a female submissive, male dominant video. For our male submissive, female dominant videos, please check out the link in the description, as long as you do it after watching this video. And as you know, my boyfriend and I already have an established safe word and everything, but for more on that, watch our tutorial on how to be safe whilst being a slut. Now, as you can see, my boyfriend is standing and I'm on my knees. For blowjob techniques with guys lying down, visit our Patreon, where we post alternative positions, behind the scenes, and exclusive uncut footage. The first thing you should keep in mind is the look. Try looking as if you're hungry for his cock. The more desperate for cock you look, the hotter it is. Right, babe? He's totally right. Eye contact gives you this extra layer of intimacy that can spruce up your average blowjob wonderfully. Now, as you take off his pants, you can do it slowly and sensually. But, as you loyal Cuddle Muffins know, my boyfriend prefers desperate little whores that tear off his clothes, so I'll do it nice and quick. Don't worry, a pants removing tutorial will be coming to you soon, Cuddle Muffins. As you can see, my boyfriend's cock is already nice and hard. But if you're both beginners and he's still soft, don't worry too much. Just stroke it a little bit like this. And again, remember the eye contact. My boyfriend likes it when I smile as I do dirty, slutty, and depraved things, but your boyfriend might be different. Make sure that you ask him beforehand to make this experience extra fun for both of you. Or better yet, just have him watch this with you. Now, as you can see, there's some nice pre-cum leaking out of my boyfriend's cock. Do not be afraid to play with pre-cum, Cuddle Muffins. Most boys love it when you get a little messy. Just look how much my boyfriend is enjoying smearing his pre-cum covered head all over my slutty little face. These are the moments where you can really use our 207 dirty talk tips for women, or 208 dirty talk tips for gay men. So if you haven't watched those yet, please check them out. I think it's high time to start sucking. And again, Cuddle Muffins, you know my boyfriend likes it sloppy, but if yours doesn't, you can always just use the super easy and free technique, no more excessive drooling, no dildo required tutorial, posted on my second channel. Since this tutorial is for submissives, it would be a little silly for me to start sucking. Instead, I'll just look at him with pleading eyes, open my mouth, and stick my slutty little tongue out. Most guys would stuff your mouth with cock in no time if you do this. Trust us. Remember, Kettle Muffins, don't be ashamed to drool. Don't think too much about it making a mess. Just have fun. If you want to impress your boyfriend and show him that you're a real go-getter, you can try doing the tongue on balls challenge. The challenge is simple. Just stick out your tongue and slowly shove your whore face onto your boyfriend's cock until your tongue is lapping away at his thick, manly balls. Of course, if you have a naughty little boyfriend like I do, he might try to speed up the process by putting his hands on the back of my head and shoving my face into his cock as I gag and sputter. But hey, as long as your tongue ends up on his balls and his cock ends up in your throat, you're still totally winning at the challenge. So don't be afraid to get creative with it. Now, Mr. Boyfriend, are you up for the challenge?
See, Cuddle Muffins? So much fun.
See, Cuddle Muffins? Your boyfriend is gonna love this challenge, I promise. And if you can't fit his entire cock in your mouth, just let him hold you down and fuck the gag reflex out of you. It might take a few tries, or a lot of tries, but it will be so satisfying to finally get his cock down your throat without passing out. I remember my first time. It was wonderful. And remember, Cuddle Muffins, don't be afraid to get messy. You can always clean up a mess from a blowjob, but you can't clean up the mess that will undoubtedly follow after a lack of blowjobs. Of course, some boyfriends like mine like girls with a bit of a gag reflex. If your boyfriend likes hearing you sputter and gag on cock as you struggle for air, but you just can't seem to get yourself to gag, check out the video we will be posting tomorrow. My boyfriend will teach you, Cuddle Muffins, how to strengthen your gag reflex using a simple toothbrush and the new Good Dragon Deep Throat Kit, available on their website now. Use code CUDDLEMUFFIN to get a free liter of Good Dragon Cum Lube with your purchase. Now, I'll just take off my shirt and panties. Deep throating feels good, but it's always nice to give your boyfriend some extra eye candy to make the experience even better for him. This will also make it easier for me to hump his boots as I deep throat him. If you've watched our videos on how to come early and how to open yourself to conditioning, you can come from deep throating your boyfriend in a matter of weeks. I'll be humping his boot for demonstrative purposes, but once you've reached step 6 on the conditioning, you should be able to come hands-free. Now, please fuck my slutty face until I fucking pass out, sir. Please show me my fucking place and shove your dick down my throat. Please coat my throat with your thick cum. I fucking need to feel your dick in my... See how my begging made my boyfriend so fucking horny? You can learn how to beg like that too if you watch our video, 207 Dirty Talk Tips for... You're right. Slapping is a great way for keeping your face fuck slut from passing out. And Cuddle Muffins, if you wear makeup like me, make sure you do not get waterproof makeup, or your boyfriend won't get to see your pretty little face being all smeared. Trust me, you do not want to miss that extra layer of sluttiness. For makeup tutorials, please visit my second channel. The reason why I'm slapping his thigh is to tell him when I'm about to pass out. I like it when my boyfriend pushes me to my limits, so I tend to do it pretty late. Just find the tempo that you are comfortable with, Cuddle Muffins. But don't be afraid to experiment a little. Nothing feels naughtier than passing out during a nice, rough face fuck. Okay, so if your boyfriend tells you he's about to come like mine just did, where do you let him come? Well, if you really want to be a submissive little slut, you tell him that he can come wherever he fucking wants because he's in charge and you're just his fuck toy. So he just came a huge load down my throat. I know I usually show his load before I swallow, but he just filled up my entire throat, so I had to gulp it down. If you saw my boyfriend's cock pulse and throb as it shot rope after rope of sticky cum down my throat, and you want to see more, please check out our Patreon. Our 20 euro tier gives you access to over 25 compilations of my boyfriend's cum shots throughout the years. Next Friday, we'll be covering rim jobs. If you're curious about whether that will be rim jobs for me or for him, check out the teaser trailer on our website, www.cuddlemuffins.org. That's www.cuddlemuffins.org. Thanks once more to Good Dragon for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to use Tryout Friday as your code and enjoy their high-quality handmade dildos. So, Cuddle Muffins, I hope this tutorial was useful. If it was, please remember to leave a like and maybe even comment what your favorite part was. We'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye!